From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Senate lawmakers have overwhelmingly approved the nomination of Hillary Clinton to be the nation's next Secretary of State. The Senate on a vote of 94-2 today approving Clinton's confirmation despite some Republican questions about a possible conflict of interest created by her husband, former President Bill Clinton's fundraising for his foundation. Majority Leader Harry Reid urged senators to sign off on the approval of Mrs. Clinton, an appointment made by his former colleague, now President Barack Obama.
Senator Clinton is uniquely capable and profoundly prepared to lead our State Department at a time of unprecedented global challenges and a time when quick confirmation of Senator Obama's national security team, President Obama's national security team is critical.
Both Republicans and Democrats have called for a quick confirmation, citing pressing foreign policy issues, including the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and continued tensions in the Mideast. Hillary Clinton will replace former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as the nation's top diplomat. Final sales numbers are in for 2008, and for the first time, Toyota has topped General Motors to become the world's best-selling automaker. But as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, it's something of a dubious honor, given that it comes amid the worst industry downturn in decades.
Toyota beat GM, not because it posted big gains, but because its sales didn't fall as far as its Detroit rival. Last year, GM's global sales fell 11%. Toyota's were down just 4%. Toyota ended the year selling nearly 9 million vehicles worldwide. That's about 600,000 more than GM. Winning by not doing as badly is an odd way to top a competitor, but it's a sign of the times. The credit crunch and recession have devastated auto sales, and Toyota, widely admired in business circles and beloved by customers, has some big challenges ahead. After aggressively expanding in the last decade, it now faces sliding demand and its first operating loss in 70 years. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The Salmonella outbreak linked to a peanut manufacturing plant in Georgia continues to widen. An open vat of peanut butter in Connecticut has been linked to the plant. Joanne Silberner has more.
The count is now 486 infections with the identical bacterium in 43 states, with 6 deaths. More and more evidence is pointing to contamination at a single plant in Georgia owned by Peanut Corporation of America. The plant made the contaminated peanut butter found in Connecticut. PCA has recalled its products, which were sold to institutions, schools, hospitals, and food manufacturers, but not retail stores. Manufacturers have recalled more than 125 products that contain peanut butter or paste from PCA, crackers, cakes, ice cream, and even dog biscuits. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that most of 57 people with salmonellosis had eaten peanut butter crackers. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
This is NPR. Two of the nation's big airlines are reporting fourth-quarter losses. American Airlines parent company, AMR, says it lost $340 million in the fourth quarter. That was as a result of fewer people flying and higher fuel prices. AMR says when taking a number of one-time charges into account, it lost $1.22 a share. Even without the charges and write-offs, the world's largest airline says it lost $214 million in the fourth quarter. United Airlines parent UAL reported even bigger quarterly losses of $1.3 billion. Swedish cell phone maker Ericsson says it's cutting thousands of jobs amid weaker demand for its products. Larry Miller has more from London.
Ericsson said sales grew last year by 11%, but that profits dropped 48% and 5,000 jobs will go. The Swedish cell phone maker and provider of infrastructure equipment to the telecommunications market said it suffered due to high restructuring costs and a dramatic drop in cell phone sales. Ericsson says it's financially sound and it's making the efficiencies because of the uncertainty in the market. The job losses represent nearly 6% of its global workforce. While Ericsson said its infrastructure business is strong, last week one of its biggest competitors, the Canadian Nortel Networks, filed for bankruptcy protection. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Harvard University says a record 29,000 people have applied for 1,700 openings in next fall's freshman class. Harvard Admissions Dean William Fitzsimmons says part of the reason for the rise may be an especially generous financial aid program. Families with annual incomes below $60,000 a year pay no tuition. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 279 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.